just as soon as I'm gone. Now, maybe I can fill in something here and get myself off the hook and you a little bit. The ones we met with yesterday have some very good workable ideas. This isn't exactly what was presented, but I'm going to present it because I know what they're talking about. You can have an association with this particular, let's just call it the Christian Ministries. That's not its name, but let's call it that, Christian Ministries. You can have your religion or your church doctrine, if you will. You can have it in Memphis, Tennessee, or South Dakota, or anywhere you want it. And you can have an alliance, fragments going out from that central hub. And those are then called parishes or whatever you might want to call it. Now, they have a great need. They have some very, very good, substantial health programs where instead of paying an insurance company, it is handled through the organization. But it works very much like insurance. Let us say if you paid $100 for health insurance, that would go into, quote, the pot, but it doesn't work quite like that because that becomes, in the eyes of the law, some kind of a Ponzi scheme, pyramid scheme. You're paying so much per month. Well, if you held your $100 a month and you only held it for, let us say, a year, and you've got $1,200, but you have a brain tumor, it's going to cost you several, maybe up to hundreds of thousands of dollars to have that medical attention. So they divert then your fund, your payment, directly to the party until their amount of insurance needs are covered or health needs. And I'm making this so simplistic, don't go try to figure it out from what I'm telling you now. This is just a generalization. They don't take the money in themselves. They divert the money to the source of need, and whatever is left is then invested, reinvested, and so forth. But it has worked beautifully for approximately 8 to 11 years. It's been a good idea. I'm not suggesting you do that. I'm telling you what they do. They have finally managed to get themselves into a circumstance that no matter how hard they try, once you begin to succeed with God, the blessings continue to flow. And as the government tries to stop whatever you have going that must be good, you run into all sorts of problems. As these health checks, whatever, come in, it's gotten to the point where the banks will refuse to take the money. Now, I believe that we could certainly help them with that, but we would have to insist that it be in the investment of gold, working on the basis exactly like the Phoenix Institute functions. It's a loan. And then they would pay a fee, and they would substantially work through our bank, our asset acquisition circumstance, and we could all live quite comfortably and happily, not ever after, but I'm talking several million dollars a week that have to be handled. So you can't even depend on a major bank being able to always cover gold. But they would work with us basically on the same program. Only look what would happen if they came in right now. Price of gold is way down there. So it's not going to be so hard to double it. Especially if they ever get Soros out of the picture. But these are things just to think about. And EJ will be writing to them an entire layout. You only have an afternoon and everybody is so sorry the afternoon is over, and you still, everybody's tried to talk and visit and share a bit of God and a little bit of the horrors of working with God in this world, and understanding full well that suddenly you've met a brother. You not only have met a brother, but your intentions are exactly the same. You have been given the same, and this is always true when you're dealing with God and how this nation, this globe, has got to evolve. Now, Jesse will remember meeting in Las Vegas with a very high-ranking Indian leader who has a lot of knowledge about a lot of things and no knowledge about this or God. And he was working with someone else in whose home we met, who's now in Deep Yogurt in London. He is in London, and he is certainly part of the sting operation that netted them at least one American and two others into prison over the weekend. But this fellow, I'm not going into all this because I don't really want to be quoted. But you could see that you weren't going to really get anything done there because you had two people who knew too much. And they couldn't buy Hatton. And I had already said, anyone we work with are going to buy me. Although I'm not for sale any more than God is for sale. But if we have any way of making our mission work, it's going to be by the respect that we have one for another. Now, what am I talking about with the Indian nation? EJ, I want you to read this too. Out loud. I want you to make sure that Jess gets copies of it and Ernie gets copies. Because here, this is just something that hit one of the papers and is a very good beginning outline for exactly what we're going to do. And we're going to do it all over this nation. Can we do it? Yes. And we're going to have a model set up in the Philippines, and then we're going to move that model over to here. And if we have to buy all the land in the United States and deed it back to the Indians, that's what we're going to do. It's God's money, it's God's gold, it's God's silver, and it's God's Indians. And you're foreigners. So let's remember it. So read it, please.
This is from the Orlando Sentinel, dated the 6th of November, 1997.
It's from 2x6. And I have to tell you that here's another one. 2x6 lives his life day to day just to get out here. These are hard, hard heart things that we just have to keep in our own hearts and see what we can do.
The Oneida Nation, that's spelled O-N-E-I-D-A, I hope I'm spelling it right, saying it right, deals region winning hand for economic growth. A town hungry for jobs has found its meal ticket with a casino. This is from Verona, New York. In the 1770s, the Oneida Indian Nation earned the lasting gratitude of George Washington, providing food, shelter, and other help to his colonial troops in their war against the British. Now, more than two centuries later, the Oneidas are again coming to the rescue of their neighbors. This time, they are bringing jobs and economic salvation. When the Oneida Nation opened its stylish 285-room luxury hotel in September, it added another 450 jobs to the local economy and made the nation the largest employer, public or private, in Madison and Oneida counties. Just 4 years ago, before opening the state's only legal casino, the Oneida Nation employed fewer than a dozen people. The nation's 2,850-person payroll now ranks among the largest in central New York, and Nation Representative Ray Halbritter thinks it can grow to 10,000 within the next decade. That news is celebrated by most public officials in the job-starved region, which in the 1990s has endured the closing of Griffiss Air Force Base and the loss of 4,500 jobs, and the departure of major employers such as Lockheed Martin and Chicago Pneumatic. Oneida County Executive Ralph Innes says the nation has been the largest single economic force for the region's recovery and regrowth. Quote, "The difference between the nation and other businesses is that we are not going any place like the other big companies or the military," said Halbritter, leader of the 1,100-member tribe. "This is our home," he said. "We are not going to leave just because business looks better somewhere else." With the millions in profits from the recently expanded Turning Stone Casino, which is now drawing about 2.5 million visitors annually, the Oneidas have launched a number of new businesses. They operate an RV park, 2 large gas stations, a cigarette shop, and a textile printing factory and outlet store. Soon, the Oneidas will open a car wash, and in the next 3 years, they will build a convention area complex and a 27-hole golf facility. The Oneidas, who do not disclose their finances, have prospered enough to rebuild their 32-acre reservation 30 miles east of Syracuse. 32 acres. Gambling and business revenue has allowed the nation to start its own police force and court system, build houses, a health care facility, gymnasium and cultural center, and purchase more than 4,000 acres of ancestral lands.
How about that one? Jesse with us.
The nation also has established an educational scholarship program for its children, an aid program for its elderly, and a health plan for all tribal members.
Aren't you glad you're all a tribal member? That's spelled C-H-U-M-A-S-H.
Officials estimate that the nation's 2,850 jobs have created another 2,688 support jobs in surrounding communities.
And that's only the start. Each place, you see, you don't have to worry about getting it done. One say, "What's my purpose?" Jesse will say, "What's my purpose?" I've known all my life, you know, that I must have a purpose. I must have a reason. Or there must be a reason. And then why me? I'd like to just go hide somewhere and tend my cows. I can't stand people too much. And then the brothers come and, "Well, what's the catch? What's the catch? You're going to do what with money, and we're going to go and we're going to do this, and you're going to deed back, and that's the catch. You got to do it. And you've got to do it for the right reasons, because the wrong reasons anymore, you notice, don't work. It's not working well for the adversary in this world today. And you can't even really tell who the adversary is, but it isn't working well. Well, we have to fight. Why you have to fight? All you're doing then is focusing on fighting. Why fight anything? Why not go about it the proper way and do it without bloodshed, so that you can grow up through? I'm not even going to clean it up by calling it fertilizer. You can grow up through the crap. And you can bring forth on this earth great beauty and balance again? Will it be perfection? No, because this is not heaven. This is a classroom. And this is what you have created. So I think it's time we take our creative abilities, which are of God and not of the adversary, and begin to create that which we need. Well, how do you go from 24 or 32 or 64 acres? You do what they did in Texas. A little band of actually Jesse's people came across over into Texas. And they wouldn't sign any of the cotton picking treaties around. And they gathered up enough money, I think it was $300,000, and they bought 112 acres. And they got themselves declared a tribe. And that became tribal land. And they're doing just fine. They've got their industry going. But it takes a lot of money, doesn't it? It takes an incredible amount of money. That's what you pray for every day. And this is what I told them sitting around a table in Las Vegas while we discuss these things. Will half a quintillion dollars do it? Just for starters. Well, we certainly could try to make it work. All right, done. Half of it is yours. But you do it. Well, all of you will have to leave it alone. Oh, great. That made everybody happy. Oh, we just hooped and we hallelujahed and we went and had champagne and off. Boy, we free of that one now. They're going to do it. And one day they were back saying it couldn't be done. Fine. Jesse will do it. He volunteered. We've had pioneers go before us in each instance here. We don't have to do it first. All we have to do is do it. And we have the most perfect of circumstances to begin to test right here. The Chumash have a little bitty piece of land that basically is landlocked. It's illegal to landlock anybody's property, but they did it. And over on the Tejon Ranch, they'll let you through if you're Chumash. Well, there are going to be more Chumash than any other tribe in the whole world. There's going to be George and Pepe and Pablo and Terry. You see, everybody coming up from Mexico called Hispanic or Indian. Do they look like Spaniards? Come on. They look like Mayans and Aztec. They're Indians. And so you of the councils here are going to have to bring your brothers into security. And that means you've got to have birth certificates and all of the things, all of the accoutrements that go with the nation and citizenship. And then all the white eyes become foreigners unless you give them permission to be citizens of your nation. But you can be gracious about it. You can allow them dual citizenship like the Israelis do. From this little tiny plot of land that was not stolen, just landlocked, you can move in all four directions. This is within the Tejon Ranch, which takes in over 400 square miles of property, mostly mountains. So you're not going to be able to do much farming up there, are you? But it all lops over into the flatlands. Outside Bakersfield, will that be underwater? Well, I don't know. I don't know when and what we're talking about. But you come out of L.A., and the busiest freeway is the one between L.A. and Bakersfield. And at Lebec, as you enter the Tejon Ranch property, you're going to, first of all, from L.A. into Bakersfield, you are going to come upon a beautiful little lake called Lake Tejon. There's plenty of land all around there to do any kind of industrial development, resort development, that the Indians can tolerate in their stomach. You lay down model cities, a model community. Do they have the knowledge to do it? Not if they've been sitting on a reservation for 300 years. No. But their sons and their daughters have gone to college. And if they haven't been destroyed by that experience, there are going to be some who are good bookkeepers and accountants. And unfortunately, there will be some that will be as lousy politicians as you've got. But they have to do it. God will provide the way. And by golly, we will provide the wherewithal. Well, that really sounds good coming from somebody who can't pay tomorrow's rent. Yeah, that's right. We're going to bring her right down to basics so everybody can experience the abundance of God and making it work, creating the ability for it to work. So where do you start? You start with little landlocked Indian land. And you get them to understand that this is from the Great Spirit. This is from our Creator. This is not from the nosy neighbors. This is God's plan with the ancients through the oral tradition to allow God's people to rise in balance and harmony again. Tejon Ranch is a corporation. If you think a man has a price, and every man does have a price, or he is priceless, which also gives him a price, doesn't it? Well, let me tell you, a corporation has 1,000 prices, depending on how many shareholders they've got. And Tejon Ranch is a publicly held corporation. So I'm sure it will have a price. It has not been so carelessly developed as of other areas. And as you move around the horseshoe, if you will, you will come into other ranch areas around the way and finally into the Loop Broom Ranch that abuts Capitol Hills over here in the north. We can acquire those lands. I don't want to hear if. I'm tired of ifing. We can and will acquire those lands. If nothing else, we need the example. And then we need to acquire the sacred places. And I'm not going to speak them out loud here. But some of you know exactly where they are. And we bring those into the fold for Grandfather. And we'll let Little Crow and the other elders take those into consideration and decide how best to handle the sacred places. All things are sacred. But there are sacred things stored in many of these places that will be the difference in being able to bring the oral tradition back as a foundation upon which you can find balance and harmony in your relationship with God, the one God. And as we acquire these lands, we either supply the funds. And they go and they do their own negotiations. Or we support them and we do the negotiations. And then we deed that land to the tribe. and then it is Indian land. But you just try to do anything on that Indian land, and you're going to find out how quickly it isn't. Ah, but sir, we have this paper. Well, that paper is the paper that will sustain you in that courtroom while they finally have to back down in the United States of America and say, those are sovereign lands. Will it happen tomorrow? Well, you're going to have to start somewhere, and today is the nice time to start, because all you have is a present moment. And if you'll stop your ifing, we can get on with it. We've got several things so big will blow your mind waiting for you to stop your ifing. And then you will find that God's abundance comes from everywhere. Now, what am I going to do? Says each of you in turn. I don't know. Because these are things that ones have to step up and take control of themselves. And let's see what we can do to make a contribution. What can I do to make a contribution? And then you pray about it. And I don't mean you pray to your little particular God. Why don't you decide that there's probably just one great big God and you're part of it, and stop the games playing? Well, I turned it over to God. Isn't that what you said? Let go and let God. Oh, wow. Is that what you got out of it? Please don't stop the praying and the meditating and the asking. But let it be for something larger than you can see from your narrow viewpoint. Now, EJ and Dorma and Rick and Jesse all had a wonderful advantage over all of you. They knew at least 5 minutes before you did that this was the direction we were going to go. And it took a half day to get their chins up off their chest. But, sir, I really didn't think, and I really don't want, and good grief, what are you talking about? Building another nation. There aren't any new continents to discover, friends. This is a world controlled by adversarial forces, basically of evil intent. And this is your last chance. The Indians know it. And I'm incensed that they're called Indians. It makes me angry. Because this is what the political kings of your world decided they would be called. They are the people. Break it down into any language that you want. They are God's people. P-E-O-P-L-E. I don't know what all the rest of you are. I hope that you're amongst us who are the people of Creator. The ancients have always known it. They were sent first. They are the last to go if it is an evacuation circumstance. And usually all of them do not go then. They are the elder brothers that try to preserve the truth of God and Creator so that you who inhabit these inhabitable places will have truth. And even they go astray and off in their distractions until pretty soon they are no more special than anybody else is special. They've fallen off God's knowledge and recognition just like everybody else. And now they come and they start from behind. And it's good they start from behind. Just like I'm going to start from behind pretty quick now. I said I wouldn't yell. I have. I'll pay. This is something I want Jesse to hear well, because those people need to hear this. His people need to hear this. There ain't no magic. There ain't no catch. There's only truth. And it's their responsibility. And they've known it. Their elders have told them what little shred of oral traditional truth that has filtered down. They've known they would have to do this. And they've known they will have to have your help. And therein, maybe, if there is a catch, is where it's at. Can you work together as brethren, as one tribe, one people, people, P-E-O-P-L-E, never mind the tribe. Can you join hands as people and get this done? You only have a handful of controllers, and you can bring back the law. You see, your constitution was taken from the Native Americans. So there's already a very nice, workable constitution. And yes, you can do it. You most certainly can do it. And that light will make you greater than anything this place has known. Can we do it if the currency fails? Can we do it if the stock market crashes? Those are false images. They don't mean anything, except that you have to watch them. Is there enough wealth, enough value, to be able to do these things? That's all God is abundance. It's available. You must create it. You have to create the way. And I don't listen to I can't. If you truly can't, then you're in the wrong place. And you're certainly asking to come to the wrong place. On the other hand, we do not take possession of someone's ideas and make them our own. So it's give and take. It's a hard row. Well, let me manage the money, you know, I will get. I'll manage the money. No, I'll manage the money. And you start managing yourselves. Because that is the responsibility by which God measures the ability in performance. Now, what do we do about the ones scattered all over? And as I move into this topic, which is obviously going to be the paper contact, you might wonder why I'm headed there. Because this paper was always intended to be the voice that would go out and make its connections. And this is exactly what brought these people from a very great distance yesterday. They're from Florida. But they are building an independent island based on what we're doing with American Indian land. They're going to have a sovereign island. They're going to go about it wrong, but now that we can assist, they won't forget some things. And there is going to be a great need for your ability to do banking and transferring of funds. And so amongst your early things to get established will be some sovereign banks, just to have an inner network of being able to exchange whatever currency you decide to use. In the beginning, it will have to be the dollar, won't it? But they're going to have to be based on something, these banks. Well, what are the commodities that are acceptable values? Rhodium, iridium, platinum, gold, silver. These are the ones. That's all you really need to consider. What is their intrinsic value? Nothing. I mean, they make good conduits for electric lines, make good colloids, but they actually have no value other than that which is placed on them. And that's how a currency becomes valued. What do you value gold at? Well, all right, you take that value and you can base your currency on that commodity. So there are things that need to evolve. And you need to structure interrelationships, which is also going to unite these new states or these new republics, the United Republics of America. Whatever you're going to decide at some point to call these new nations, and they will structure themselves like originally your states were structured, to have sovereignty within their own boundaries, but counsel together to a greater ability to function in a network. Well, this isn't going to work if, like the one gentleman said, but I come from, I'm a warring Indian. I come from a warring tribe, the Shoshone. Well, does that mean you've got to go to war? Because somebody before you was so stupid, they thought they had to go to war? What do you think is happening right now with Saddam Hussein and Bill Clinton? While they decide how many of you are going to get bumped off in this cute little feud. It isn't even a feud. They all know exactly what they're doing. And the same ones foot the bill for both sides. Well, you've got new routes into there, too. So are there still ones that want to kill you? You damn right. And they're just about to succeed in a place or two. So you keep your light shields up. You keep yourself zipped in tight. Rick's already been told he's next, number one, on the takeout list of one group that we have been working with. They've already killed one. They have already murdered one. They get very serious about trying to stop us. Well, all they're doing are murdering their own. Is this dangerous? Of course. But you sit and you blather to God and you blather to everybody. It's all right. I will be there to the dying breath of me. The hell you will. The minute it gets nervous time, well, I think maybe it's time for me to move on.
This is torture.
frankly, neither do I. And we go through that all the time. Yeah, well, just tell me how it's going to be, and then I'll decide. Well, you decide how you're not going to accept it to be, and that's the way we'll have it be. I said, create. We are the creators. We do not have to be fish on the ends of their line. And yes, you may get sick, but you can get well. It's your choice. And if you are walking around alive this moment, that is because you made a choice to be alive. It does not mean that being alive is going to be the perfection of a 20-year-old that you have imaged in your mind. Stop it. Become realistic in the real world. And stop focusing and allowing this illusion to wipe you away. We're going to do this. And I'm willing to listen to every negative bit of input that anybody wants to offer. But do not send it through Dorma. I want it understood right now. Dorma, just as soon as I'm gone. Now, maybe I can fill in something here and get myself off the hook and you a little bit. The ones we met with yesterday have some very good workable ideas. This isn't exactly what was presented, but I'm going to present it because I know what they're talking about. You can have an association with this particular, let's just call it the Christian Ministries. That's not its name, but let's call it that, Christian Ministries. You can have your religion or your church doctrine, if you will. You can have it in Memphis, Tennessee, or South Dakota, or anywhere you want it. And you can have an alliance, fragments going out from that central hub. And those are then called parishes or whatever you might want to call it. Now, they have a great need. They have some very, very good, substantial health programs where instead of paying an insurance company, it is handled through the organization, but it works very much like insurance. Let us say if you paid $100 for health insurance, that would go into, quote, the pot, but it doesn't work quite like that because that becomes, in the eyes of the law, some kind of a Ponzi scheme, pyramid scheme. You're paying so much per month. Well, if you held your $100 a month, and you only held it for, let us say, a year, and you've got $1,200, but you have a brain tumor, it's going to cost you several, maybe up to hundreds of thousands of dollars to have that medical attention. So they divert then your fund, your payment, directly to the party until their amount of insurance needs are covered, or health needs. And I'm making this so simplistic, don't go try to figure it out from what I'm telling you now. This is just a generalization. They don't take the money in themselves. They divert the money to the source of need, and whatever is left is then invested, reinvested, and so forth. But it has worked beautifully for approximately 8 to 11 years. Been a good idea. I'm not suggesting you do that. I'm telling you what they do. They have finally managed to get themselves into a circumstance that no matter how hard they try, once you begin to succeed with God, the blessings continue to flow. And as the government tries to stop whatever you have going that must be good, you run into all sorts of problems as these health checks, whatever, come in. It's gotten to the point where the banks will refuse to take the money. Now, I believe that we could certainly help them with that, but we would have to insist that it be in the investment of gold, working on the basis exactly like the Phoenix Institute functions. It's a loan. And then they would pay a fee, and they would substantially work through our bank, our asset acquisition circumstance, and we could all live quite comfortably and happily, not ever after, but I'm talking several million dollars a week that have to be handled. So you can't even depend on a major bank being able to always cover gold. But they would work with us basically on the same program. Only look what would happen if they came in right now. Price of gold is way down there. So it's not going to be so hard to double it, especially if they ever get Soros out of the picture. But these are things just to think about, and EJ will be writing to them an entire layout. You only have an afternoon, and everybody is so sorry the afternoon is over, and you still, everybody's tried to talk and visit and share a bit of God and a little bit of the horrors of working with God in this world, and understanding full well that suddenly you've met a brother. You not only have met a brother, but your intentions are exactly the same. You have been given the same, and this is always true when you're dealing with God and how this nation, this globe, has got to evolve. Now, Jesse will remember meeting in Las Vegas with a very high-ranking Indian leader who has a lot of knowledge about a lot of things and no knowledge about this or God. And he was working with someone else in whose home we met, who's now in Deep Yogurt in London. He is in London, and he is certainly part of the sting operation that netted them at least one American and two others into prison over the weekend. But this fella, I'm not going into all this because I don't really want to be quoted. But you could see that you weren't going to really get anything done there because you had two people who knew too much. And they couldn't buy Hatton. And I had already said, anyone we work with are going to buy me. Although I'm not for sale any more than God is for sale. But if we have any way of making our mission work, it's going to be by the respect that we have one for another. Now, what am I talking about with the Indian nation? EJ, I want you to read this too out loud. I want you to make sure that Jess gets copies of it and Ernie gets copies. Because here, this is just something that hit one of the papers and is a very good beginning outline for exactly what we're going to do. And we're going to do it all over this nation. Can we do it? Yes. And we're going to have a model set up in the Philippines, and then we're going to move that model over to here. And if we have to buy all the land in the United States and deed it back to the Indians, that's what we're going to do. It's God's money, it's God's gold, it's God's silver, and it's God's Indians. And you're foreigners. So let's remember it. So read it, please.
This is from the Orlando Sentinel, dated the 6th of November, 1997.
It's from 2x6. And I have to tell you that here's another one. 2x6, lives his life day to day just to get out here. These are hard, hard heart things that we just have to keep in our own hearts and see what we can do.
The Oneida Nation, that's spelled O-N-E-I-D-A. I hope I'm spelling it right. I mean saying it right. Deals region, winning hand for economic growth. A town hungry for jobs has found its meal ticket with a casino. This is from Verona, New York. In the 1770s, the Oneida Indian Nation earned the lasting gratitude of George Washington, providing food, shelter, and other help to his colonial troops in their war against the British. Now, more than two centuries later, the Oneidas are again coming to the rescue of their neighbors. This time, they are bringing jobs and economic salvation. When the Oneida Nation opened its stylish 285-room luxury hotel in September, it added another 450 jobs to the local economy and made the nation the largest employer, public or private, in Madison and Oneida counties. Just 4 years ago, before opening the state's only legal casino, the Oneida Nation employed fewer than a dozen people. The nation's 2,850-person payroll now ranks among the largest in central New York, and nation representative Ray Halbritter thinks it can grow to 10,000 within the next decade. That news is celebrated by most public officials in the job-starved region, which in the 1990s has endured the closing of Griffiths Air Force Base and the loss of 4,500 jobs and the departure of major employers such as Lockheed Martin and Chicago Pneumatic. Oneida County Executive Ralph Innes says the nation has been the largest single economic force for the region's recovery and regrowth. Quote, "The difference between the nation and other businesses is that we are not going any place like the other big companies or the military," said Halbritter, leader of the 1,100-member tribe. "This is our home," he said. "We are not going to leave just because business looks better somewhere else." With the millions in profits from the recently expanded Turning Stone Casino, which is now drawing about 2.5 million visitors annually, the Oneidas have launched a number of new businesses. They operate an RV park, two large gas stations, a cigarette shop, and a textile printing factory and outlet store. Soon, the Oneidas will open a car wash, and in the next 3 years, they will build a convention area complex and a 27-hole golf facility. The Oneidas, who do not disclose their finances, have prospered enough to rebuild their 32-acre reservation 30 miles east of Syracuse. 32 acres. Gambling and business revenue has allowed the nation to start its own police force and court system, build houses, a health care facility, gymnasium and cultural center, and purchase more than 4,000 acres of ancestral lands.
How about that one? Jesse with us.
The nation also has established an educational scholarship program for its children, an aid program for its elderly, and a health plan for all tribal members.
Aren't you glad you're all a tribal member? That's spelled C-H-U-M-A-S-H.
Officials estimate that the nation's 2,850 jobs have created another 2,688 support jobs in surrounding communities.
And that's only the start. Each place, you see, you don't have to worry about getting it done. One say, "What's my purpose?" Jesse will say, "What's my purpose? I've known all my life, you know, that I must have a purpose. I must have a reason. Or there must be a reason. And then why me? I'd like to just go hide somewhere and tend my cows. I can't stand people too much. And then the brothers come and, well, what's the catch? What's the catch? You're going to do what with money, and we're going to go and we're going to do this, and you're going to deed back, and that's the catch. You got to do it. And you've got to do it for the right reasons, because the wrong reasons anymore, you notice, don't work. It's not working well for the adversary in this world today. And you can't even really tell who the adversary is, but it isn't working well. Well, we have to fight. Why you have to fight? All you're doing then is focusing on fighting. Why fight anything? Why not go about it the proper way and do it without bloodshed so that you can grow up through? I'm not even going to clean it up by calling it fertilizer. You can grow up through the crap. And you can bring forth on this earth great beauty and balance again. Will it be perfection? No, because this is not heaven. This is a classroom. And this is what you have created. So I think it's time we take our creative abilities, which are of God and not of the adversary, and begin to create that which we need. Well, how do you go from 24 or 32 or 64 acres? You do what they did in Texas. A little band of actually Jesse's people came across over into Texas. And they wouldn't sign any of the cotton-picking treaties around. And they gathered up enough money, I think it was $300,000, and they bought 112 acres. And they got themselves declared a tribe. And that became tribal land. And they're doing just fine. They've got their industry going. But it takes a lot of money, doesn't it? It takes an incredible amount of money. That's what you pray for every day. And this is what I told them sitting around a table in Las Vegas while we discussed these things. Will half a quintillion dollars do it? Just for starters. Well, we certainly could try to make it work. All right, done. Half of it is yours. But you do it. Well, all of you will have to leave it alone. Oh, great. That made everybody happy. Oh, we just hooped and we hallelujahed and we went and had champagne. And oh, boy, we free of that one now. They're going to do it. And one day they were back saying it couldn't be done. Fine. Jesse will do it. He volunteered. We've had pioneers go before us in each instance here. We don't have to do it first. All we have to do is do it. And we have the most perfect of circumstances to begin to test right here. The Chumash have a little bitty piece of land that basically is landlocked. It's illegal to landlock anybody's property, but they did it. And over on the Tejon Ranch, they'll let you through if you're Chumash. Well, there are going to be more Chumash than any other tribe in the whole world. There's going to be George and Pepe and Pablo. And Terry, you see, everybody coming up from Mexico called Hispanic or Indian. Do they look like Spaniards? Come on. They look like Mayans and Aztec. They're Indians. And so you of the councils here are going to have to bring your brothers into security. And that means you've got to have birth certificates and all of the things, all of the accoutrements that go with the nation and citizenship. And then all the white eyes become foreigners. Unless you give them permission to be citizens of your nation. But you can be gracious about it. You can allow them dual citizenship, like the Israelis do. From this little tiny plot of land that was not stolen, just landlocked, you can move in all four directions. This is within the Tohon Ranch, which takes in over 400 square miles of property, mostly mountains. So you're not going to be able to do much farming up there, are you? But it all lops over into the flatlands outside Bakersfield. Will that be underwater? Well, I don't know. I don't know when and what we're talking about. But you come out of L.A., and the busiest freeway is the one between L.A. and Bakersfield. And at Lebec, as you enter the Tohon Ranch property, you're going to, first of all, from L.A. into Bakersfield, you are going to come upon a beautiful little lake called Lake Tohon. There's plenty of land all around there to do any kind of industrial development, resort development, that the Indians can tolerate in their stomach. You lay down model cities, a model community. Do they have the knowledge to do it? Not if they've been sitting on a reservation for 300 years. No. But their sons and their daughters have gone to college. And if they haven't been destroyed by that experience, there are going to be some who are good bookkeepers and accountants. And unfortunately, there will be some that will be as lousy politicians as you've got. But they have to do it. God will provide the way. And by golly, we will provide the wherewithal. Well, that really sounds good coming from somebody who can't pay tomorrow's rent. Yeah, that's right. We're going to bring her right down to basics so everybody can experience the abundance of God and making it work, creating the ability for it to work. So where do you start? You start with little landlocked Indian land. And you get them to understand that this is from the Great Spirit. This is from our Creator. This is not from the nosy neighbors. This is God's plan with the ancients through the oral tradition to allow God's people to rise in balance and harmony again. Tohon Ranch is a corporation. If you think a man has a price, and every man does have a price, or he is priceless, which also gives him a price, doesn't it? Well, let me tell you, a corporation has 1,000 prices, depending on how many shareholders they've got. And Tohon Ranch is a publicly held corporation. So I'm sure it will have a price. It has not been so carelessly developed as of other areas. And as you move around the horseshoe, if you will, you will come into other ranch areas around the way and finally into the Loop Broom Ranch that abuts Capitol Hills over here in the north. We can acquire those lands. I don't want to hear if. I'm tired of ifing. We can and will acquire those lands. If nothing else, we need the example. And then we need to acquire the sacred places. And I'm not going to speak them out loud here, but some of you know exactly where they are. And we bring those into the fold for Grandfather. And we'll let Little Crow and the other elders take those into consideration and decide how best to handle the sacred places. All things are sacred, but there are sacred things stored in many of these places that will be the difference in being able to bring the oral tradition back as a foundation upon which you can find balance and harmony in your relationship with God, the one God. And as we acquire these lands, we either supply the funds, and they go and they do their own negotiations, or we support them and we do the negotiations, and then we deed that land to the tribe. And then it is Indian land. But you just try to do anything on that Indian land, and you're going to find out how quickly it isn't. Ah, but sir, we have this paper. Well, that paper is the paper that will sustain you in that courtroom while they finally have to back down in the United States of America and say, those are sovereign lands. Will it happen tomorrow? Well, you're going to have to start somewhere, and today is the nice time to start, because all you have is a present moment. And if you'll stop your ifing, we can get on with it. We've got several things so big will blow your mind waiting for you to stop your ifing. And then you will find that God's abundance comes from everywhere. Now, what am I going to do? Says each of you in turn. I don't know. Because these are things that ones have to step up and take control of themselves. And let's see what we can do to make a contribution. What can I do to make a contribution? And then you pray about it. And I don't mean you pray to your little particular God. Why don't you decide that there's probably just one great big God and you're part of it, and stop the games playing. Well, I turned it over to God. Isn't that what you said? Let go and let God. Oh, wow. Is that what you got out of it? Please don't stop the praying and the meditating and the asking. But let it be for something larger than you can see from your narrow viewpoint. Now, EJ and Dorma and Rick and Jesse all had a wonderful advantage over all of you. They knew at least 5 minutes before you did that this was the direction we were going to go. And it took a half day to get their chins up off their chest. But, sir, I really didn't think, and I really don't want, and good grief, what are you talking about? Building another nation. There aren't any new continents to discover, friends. This is a world controlled by adversarial forces, basically of evil intent. And this is your last chance. The Indians know it. And I'm incensed that they're called Indians. It makes me angry because this is what the political kings of your world decided they would be called. They are the people. Break it down into any language that you want. They are God's people. P-E-O-P-L-E. I don't know what all the rest of you are. I hope that you're amongst us who are the people of Creator. The ancients have always known it. They were sent first. They are the last to go if it is an evacuation circumstance. And usually all of them do not go then. They are the elder brothers that try to preserve the truth of God and Creator so that you who inhabit these inhabitable places will have truth. And even they go astray and off in their distractions until pretty soon they are no more special than anybody else is special. They've fallen off God's knowledge and recognition just like everybody else. And now they come and they start from behind. And it's good they start from behind. Just like I'm going to start from behind pretty quick now. I said I wouldn't yell. I have. I'll pay. This is something I want Jesse to hear well, because those people need to hear this. His people need to hear this. There ain't no magic. There ain't no catch. There's only truth. And it's their responsibility. And they've known it. Their elders have told them what little shred of oral traditional truth that has filtered down. They've known they would have to do this. And they've known they will have to have your help. And therein, maybe, if there is a catch, is where it's at. Can you work together as brethren, as one tribe, one people, people, P-E-O-P-L-E, never mind the tribe. Can you join hands as people and get this done? You only have a handful of controllers. And you can bring back the law. You see, your constitution was taken from the Native Americans. So there's already a very nice, workable constitution. And yes, you can do it. You most certainly can do it. And that light will make you greater than anything this place has known. Can we do it if the currency fails? Can we do it if the stock market crashes? Those are false images. They don't mean anything except that you have to watch them. Is there enough wealth, enough value to be able to do these things? That's all God is abundance. It's available. You must create it. You have to create the way. And I don't listen to I can't. If you truly can't, then you're in the wrong place. And you're certainly asking to come to the wrong place. On the other hand, we do not take possession of someone's ideas and make them our own. So it's give and take. It's a hard row. Well, let me manage the money, you know, I will get. I'll manage the money. No, I'll manage the money. And you start managing yourselves. Because that is the responsibility by which God measures the ability in performance. Now, what do we do about the ones scattered all over? And as I move into this topic, which is obviously going to be the paper contact, you might wonder why I'm headed there. Because this paper was always intended to be the voice that would go out and make its connections. And this is exactly what brought these people from a very great distance yesterday. They're from Florida. But they are building an independent island based on what we are doing with American Indian land. They're going to have a sovereign island. They're going to go about it wrong, but now that we can assist, they won't forget some things. And there is going to be a great need for your ability to do banking and transferring of funds. And so amongst your early things to get established will be some sovereign banks, just to have an inner network of being able to exchange whatever currency you decide to use. In the beginning, it will have to be the dollar, won't it? But they're going to have to be based on something, these banks. Well, what are the commodities that are acceptable values? Rhodium, iridium, platinum, gold, silver. These are the ones. That's all you really need to consider. What is their intrinsic value? Nothing. I mean, they make good conduits for electric lines, make good colloids, but they actually have no value other than that which is placed on them. And that's how a currency becomes valued. What do you value gold at? Well, all right, you take that value and you can base your currency on that commodity. So there are things that need to evolve, and you need to structure interrelationships, which is also going to unite these new states or these new republics, the United Republics of America. Whatever you're going to decide at some point to call these new nations. And they will structure themselves like originally your states were structured, to have sovereignty within their own boundaries, but counsel together to a greater ability to function in a network. Well, this isn't going to work if, like the one gentleman said, but I come from, I'm a warring Indian. I come from a warring tribe, the Shoshone. Well, does that mean you've got to go to war? Because somebody before you was so stupid, they thought they had to go to war? What do you think is happening right now with Saddam Hussein and Bill Clinton? While they decide how many of you are going to get bumped off in this cute little feud. It isn't even a feud. They all know exactly what they're doing. And the same ones foot the bill for both sides. Well, you've got new routes into there too. So are there still ones that want to kill you? You damn right. And they're just about to succeed in a place or two. So you keep your light shields up. You keep yourself zipped in tight. Rick's already been told he's next, number one, on the takeout list of one group that we have been working with. They've already killed one. They have already murdered one. They get very serious about trying to stop us. Well, all they're doing are murdering their own. Is this dangerous? Of course. But you sit and you blather and you blather to God and you blather to everybody. It's all right. I will be there to the dying breath of me. The hell you will. The minute it gets nervous time, well, I think maybe it's time for me to move on. Frankly, neither do I. And we go through that all the time. Yeah, well, just tell me how it's going to be, and then I'll decide. Well, you decide how you're not going to accept it to be, and that's the way we'll have it be. I said, create. We are the creators. We do not have to be fish on the ends of their line. And yes, you may get sick, but you can get well. It's your choice. And if you are walking around alive this moment, that is because you made a choice to be alive. It does not mean that being alive is going to be the perfection of a 20-year-old that you have imaged in your mind. Stop it. Become realistic in the real world. And stop focusing and allowing this illusion to wipe you away. We're going to do this. And I'm willing to listen to every negative bit of input that anybody wants to offer. But do not send it through Dorma. I want it understood right now. Dorma